This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but that whole global economic uncertainty thing got a boost this weekend after new polls showed rising support among British voters for the country to leave the European Union. The Brexit vote is June the 23rd, and nowhere in London is there more unease than in the city. That's capital T, capital C, the beating heart of British finance. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, popped up in London to present the UK with its annual economic forecast. The prospects? Pretty good, so long as Britain does not vote to leave the EU.
The consequences would be negative. Less consumption, less investment, higher prices, less jobs, so higher unemployment.
And she said London's status as a financial centre could be fatally undermined.
It's going to be pretty bad. To very, very bad.
Also anxious about Brexit is the Lloyd's insurance market, a pillar of London's financial centre for more than 300 years. The CEO, Inga Beale.
Potential departure from the EU is a fundamental threat to the Lloyd's market.
As Britain is in the EU, she says, Lloyd's can do business freely anywhere in the 28-nation bloc. Brexit would make matters much more difficult.
For Lloyd's, we would have to individually negotiate with each country how we could trade in that country. Very costly way of doing business.
Bankers worry too. Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan says he may cut 4,000 UK jobs if there's a Brexit. HSBC and Goldman Sachs also expressed alarm that Britain might be cutting itself off from its European markets. So could London lose its crown as Europe's financial capital? No chance, says pro-Brexit economist Gerard Lyons.
London will remain the financial centre of Europe. London's competition is no longer Frankfurt, Paris or Amsterdam as it used to be in the past. London's competition is New York, Singapore, Hong Kong.
And he claims London's preeminence is actually threatened by ever-encroaching EU regulation. Even some London investment bankers, like Tarun Jotwani, are not buying the doomsday scenario. You think you might be shut out of financial markets to some extent in continental Europe if there is a Brexit?
I don't think so, because I think London is far too important. I think there's an adjustment, but I don't believe that shutting out happens.
He says he wouldn't pull out of London, though he might have to set up a subsidiary in continental Europe. And he remains very much opposed to Brexit.
Disruption can create unintended consequences, and that's what we are afraid of.
Disruption in one of the world's biggest financial centres, he says, is something the world, and that includes Britain, could do without. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.